Welcome to The City's Backyard with Matt Szako. The City's Backyard starts now.
Today, this is going to be a really special episode because we've got some really soothing, cool music that we're going to hear from soulful singer, guitarist Kevin Burt. We're going to be playing a couple of his tracks off his new album, and it's called Thank You, Brother Bill, a tribute to Bill Withers. Kevin, this is awesome. Welcome to the backyard of New York City. You are in the backyard of where in Iowa?
I'm in the backyard of Coralville, Iowa. You know, we call it Casa de Burt.
Like Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street.
you know, it's a different spelling. Bert and Ernie, he was a B-E-R-T. I'm a B-U-R-T.
There you go. Well, now we got the spelling out of the way, so that's good. So, all right. You're obviously a fan of Bill Withers. Your band that you're touring with, is this the name of your band all the time or just the touring band?
What people first got exposed to me as a solo artist.
Back in like 2018, I won this thing down in Memphis called the International Blues Challenge as a solo act. And so that vaulted me from a guy that played roughly 350 shows a year to make a living playing around the state of Iowa mostly to an international stage, but as a solo act. And getting an opportunity to get out into the world, finding out that festivals, they'll book solo acts, but they'll book you for side stages. And the opportunity to play main stages and get vaulted into that different level, if you will, required me putting together a band. And so Big Medicine is the band that evolved from me trying to create what the sound that I want to create as far as a full band situation.
So did you grow up in Iowa?
I did.
Oh, very interesting.
Born and raised in Waterloo, Iowa. I live in essentially Iowa City, Iowa now, where the University of Iowa is.
So you're going to be coming to the East Coast in a matter of, you know, days. And you're going to be playing where? In Massachusetts? In Provincetown?
I've got shows in Provincetown, but I'm also doing a blues education program. Right after I get done playing in Provincetown, I'll be up in upstate New York in the Plattsburgh area doing a blues in the schools program as well. So, I mean, it's a big part of what I do.
You're going to be teaching?
I do. Somewhere between music history and music appreciation. The evolution of American music, as its roots are seated in the blues, getting kids to realize that that's kind of what we all listen to. We just don't like to call it that.
I've had on James Montgomery on my podcast, and, you know, I've had on the late Paul Nelson, who you probably know passed away of a heart attack. God rest his soul. You know, he was a blues rocker. How would you describe your blues? Your label is owned by Mike Zito?
Yes. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of folks that look at blues from a standpoint of the sound of it. My thing is the feel of it. I am all about the emotional connection with the music, the story, and everything coming across to create that emotional event, you know, that presence that makes you have to tell a story about it. If I have the most beautiful voice you've ever heard in your life, you can't explain that to anybody. But if I make you feel a certain way, you can talk about that to everybody you know. And so that feeling is that thing that I'm trying to exchange with an audience.
Yeah, I checked out some of your YouTube videos, Kevin, and you definitely have some serious talent going on there. I mean, let's talk about, you know, your new album and play a track that you basically covered or, you know, did your own interpretation of Bill Withers. You know, Ain't No Sunshine We're Gonna Play and Just the Two of Us are the songs that really I seem to remember growing up with, you know. So let's take a break and come back and we'll play the song. Sound good?
Beautiful.
All right, more with Kevin Burt. He's got that soul-inspired sound, and we're going to hear from his new album coming up right after the break.
Escape the ordinary and let your taste buds wander through the enchanting landscapes of the Mediterranean and the Caribbean at the all-new Costa Vino Wine Bar Restaurant. Check out their happy hour specials and enjoy a symphony of tastes from their delicious menu. Costa Vino, located at 36 Westport Avenue in Norwalk. For more information, go to CostaVinoRestaurant.com.
Live theater is back and in your own backyard at Curtain Call. There's always something on at Curtain Call at the Sterling Farms Theater Complex, Newfield Avenue in Stamford. For half the price of a Broadway ticket, a family of four can see a show at Curtain Call. Call 203-461-6358 or go online to CurtainCallInc.com. That's CurtainCallInc.com.
Don't let an uncomfortable home keep you from enjoying it. Call the Heating and Cooling Company of Norwalk at 203-855-0858 today and schedule your free system evaluation or Google them. The Heating and Cooling Company of Norwalk.
From hot to cold, breakfast to lunch, JV's Deli has something for everyone. JV specializes in thin crust pizza, deli sandwiches, pasta, and more. JV's Deli and Pizza, serving Norwalk for over 10 years, 15 Tierney Street, up the road from City Hall. Check out their great menu at jvsdeliandpizza.com.
The City's Backyard podcast is about the arts, entertainment, music, and your community. It's The City's Backyard, airing on all platforms.
We're in the backyard with this great artist, Kevin Burt, and we're going to play Ain't No Sunshine in just a few seconds here. But Kev, let's talk about your inspirations. I mean, was it Aaron Neville? Was it Bill Withers? It had to be, right?
You know, that's the beauty of being an artist from Iowa, man, is that you're surrounded. I mean, if you're familiar with where Iowa is, and if you're not, you know, the easiest thing to do is put an X on the United States, and just about where it comes together is where Iowa is. And so, I mean, we're literally the influences everywhere around us. Things kind of flow into Iowa as they cross the country. And so we get this very very broad brush, this very broad spectrum of art and culture that people don't expect to exist here. And it's just because everything eventually passes through. And so you pick up on what you pick up on and you hold on to what you hold on to, just like anybody else with their experiences. For me, it's always been, you know, feeling the music has been an important part of what has inspired me. And Bill Withers' music hit me in a spot like no other artist.
Yeah. Yeah. His music is awesome. And he was awesome. When did he pass away?
I want to say 2020. It was during COVID, but I don't know if he passed from COVID. I just know that it was during that time. And, you know, for me, it's surprisingly personal. So a bunch of years ago, back in like the early 2000s, around 2006, I want to say, I made a pilgrimage to L.A. to actually meet Bill Withers.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, this is a story, brother. I love
it. Yeah. And so. Some people found out about me wanting to do this, and they actually filmed a documentary about me, about my life at that time, and me going to see this person that may or may not shape the way that I continue to pursue this music thing. So at the time, I worked as a civil rights educator for folks with disabilities in my area here in Iowa City. And so they filmed me working with people with various different types of disabilities and then going and doing music at night. During the time that they were filming the documentary, I actually did opening shows for people like Coco Taylor and B.B. King as well. And I did interviews with them for the documentary as well. But the big thing was me getting on a plane and heading to LA for the first time, and getting off the plane and going and meeting Mr. Withers in his office. We were supposed to meet for about 20 minutes, and we ended up sitting and talking for about 2.5 hours.
Wow.
And it was, for me, it was like a masterclass in how to find my voice. Because, you know, when you're, you know, I was a much younger man, but at that time I was thinking in terms of how do I please the audience? And Mr. Withers kind of opened my eyes to make me realize it wasn't about so much about them as about being true to myself and to the emotions that I feel. And the more truth that I can bring to that, the easier it'll be for my audience to understand who I am and what the music, what it means, and that it matters. And like I said, just sitting and listening to him speak and having some laughs and some very deep moments. And from that point on, I kind of got these very cryptic, very short emails just asking me, because I went out to LA just to tell him thank you to his face. That's really why I went there, just so that I could say to him, thank you. He didn't do what he did with the intent of, hey, I'm going to influence some fat kid in Iowa to want to be a musician and sing and write songs in a similar voice to me. He didn't do that. It just happened. But because he did it, it gave me the opportunity to see the world a little bit different and to see my world a little different.
Did he know you were going to cover his songs at this time?
Not at that time. He just told me, inside of our conversation, he said, you know, if you ever decide to do my songs, just do me a favor. Don't do them like me. Do them like you, but do them good.
I love that. That's so true, right? Like, put your own spin on it and make it your own. Don't copy him exactly. And what was the name of the documentary?
The documentary is called, what they decided to call it, Sweet Brother Blues, but it never got released because there wasn't a feel-good moment. This was happening at about the same time that things like American Idol were starting to happen on television. And so everybody wanted to see the folks like at Netflix and all of those places. They wanted to see, well, what did Mr. Withers do to help this guy's career? It's like, well, he didn't get asked to help his career. The guy just wanted to tell him thank you. And that's what he did. That was my journey.
And that's what you're doing right now with this album.
Well, when he passed away, I didn't realize how heavy it was going to hit me, man. Because like I said, man, occasionally I'd get these emails, man, over the years, man, just, hey, man, you still at it. And that'd be the extent of the email.
From him, from Bill Withers.
From Bill Withers. I'd say, yes, sir. You know, and that was our conversation. I sent an email back. Yes, sir, I am.
A man of many words.
But for me, that was like Christmas, you know.
Yeah, just to get the email.
Just the fact that
he was checking in with you.
I crossed his mind this one time, you know.
Yeah.
And that was enough motivation to keep running. And so when he passed away, man, I did it just hit me, and I was just like, you know what? Now's the time. And so that's what this is. This is, and it's some of the hits, some of the songs that people are familiar with, but there's so many other songs that he did that for me, if I wasn't a fan, I would have never known that that somebody had put those emotions to words. You know what I mean? That there's certain songs that aren't his hits that I've used on this, and it's because there's a story in my life that connects to those particular songs. And so there's a lot of different pieces and parts. It's either things that I've lived through or things that I've watched other people live through that those words, actually those stories, parallel. And so that's part of the conversation that I had with him, is that it's the human experience that we're all trying to figure out. And that's one of the reasons that songs like Lean On Me is so universal, because everybody has those moments in their life. That's why songs like Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone has such a universal appeal, because not only if you're a man or a woman, if that person leaves your life and you're feeling it, it doesn't matter how beautiful the day is, you feel like it's not there. And so it's those moments, it's those, that the way of capturing that humanity and sharing it so simply, but so, so profoundly, that he was able to, like I said, that piece is something that I hope that I find someday. But until then, I'm going to try and do some of his songs, and I'm going to do them good, as he instructed me.
You better. Or Bill up in heaven is going to, you know, some things are going to happen.
Exactly.
All right. Well, the album is called Thank You, Brother Bill, a tribute to Bill Withers. And we're talking to Kevin Burt. And right now, let's play Ain't No Sunshine, the City's Backyard.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. I wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And I know that this house just ain't no home. Anytime my baby goes away, and I know, listen what I say. I love her, I know I got to have her. In the middle of the night, she makes everything alright. I know that I love her, I know I got to have her. I know that I need her, I know that I want her. And I know. Hell, leave the young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Anytime she goes away. Anytime my baby or my lady, oh, she goes away. Turn that my baby goes away. Every time she goes away,
you know, Kevin, when I first heard that for the very first time, I said, this is beautiful, because not only have I heard this song before, obviously, from Bill Withers, It's a great song, but again, the way you did it differently, and it made it new again, you know?
Well, that's, you know, that's a huge compliment, man, because in my head, all I'm doing is giving you the song.
Well, it's your interpretation, as the late Paul Nelson would say. He doesn't like to call them covers. He calls them interpretations. So,
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've heard countless versions interpretations of this song. And so each one of them, the emotion of the song and the intent of the story, for me, when I think about my life and living in that moment, it's about the multiple emotional waves that hit me. And so I tried to travel through all of those waves.
Well, it's just a great, it's a great version. It's a great story that you actually met him, and he essentially is your idol, right?
Absolutely, man. You know, I mean, there's a lot of folks that say, you know, you never should meet the people that you admire, you know, those kinds of things. Because if you put somebody on a pedestal and you meet them, sometimes you realize you shouldn't put them there. But I honestly don't believe that I put Mr. Withers on one high enough. He was just that good of a dude, that righteous of a soul that he made me feel, even though he didn't have to, man, he made me feel like I mattered so much to him. And I know I didn't. I mean, I know I was a blip on the radar, you know, in a moment, you know, and from time to time that blip would come back up and he'd reach out and just, you know, on a whim. But it made my day, and it was enough motivation to just keep going and keep driving. And so, you know, good things have happened in my world, you know, over the last few years, aside from, you know, the world getting sick and all of those kinds of things. But, I've gotten the opportunity to travel across the pond and travel and do some touring in Europe and Canada and different things all across the United States. And it's a great feeling. And a lot of that is attributed to that, at least the conversation that he and I had, you know, if nothing else, that face-to-face time with him made a world of difference in how I felt the importance of connecting with my audiences are, the importance of the story.
Well, you've been doing this for nearly 30 years. You've been electrifying audiences throughout the Midwest, dispelling the myth that true blues has no roots in Iowa, and your soul-inspired presentation is unique, which consistently gets you compared to a range of artists like Bill Withers, obviously, Aaron Neville, and gives you the ability to build an audience rapport that has been compared to B.B. King. There's a quote here from Mike Zito, who owns the label that you're on, right? What's the label?
Yeah, it's called Gulf Coast Records.
Gulf Coast Records. And he says, Kevin Burt has been a force for years and is finally getting the international recognition he so deeply deserves. His voice is commanding and soulful, and his songs are honest and from the heart. Mike Zito. So with that said, let's take a break and come back and play another song that you covered and find out more about the album. We're talking to Kevin Burt. He's in the backyard of Iowa, and more with him and his music coming up right after this.
John's Best has been serving great Italian dishes since 1961, from delicious pizza to pasta, salads to seafood, and more. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. Experience their newly renovated restaurant with outdoor seating. John's Best, 325 Westport Ave, Norwalk. For a full menu, check out johnsbestpizzact.com.
Skip the trip to the city and see Broadway actors right here in Fairfield County for a fraction of the price. Located at 509 Westport Avenue in Norwalk, Music Theater of Connecticut is your ticket to local professional theater. Get your tickets now and experience one-of-a-kind productions in our intimate, state-of-the-art Black Box Theater. For showtimes and reservations, visit our website at musictheaterofct.com or call us at 203-454-3883. Music Theater of Connecticut, where theater isn't just observed, it's experienced.
Visit Rory's Restaurant, 416 Post Road in Darien. Rory's is where it's always delicious. Try their great selection of mouth-watering appetizers, hot and cold sandwiches, scrumptious entrees, and outrageous soups. Check out their menu at rorys.net or call 203-655-9453 for takeout or curbside pickup. Open 7 days.
Get back on the road with peace of mind with auto repair services you can trust. Accurate Auto Repair at 203-854-0338 or check them out at accurateautonorwalk.com.
Hey, how about a great sandwich for lunch or delicious breakfast and cappuccino? This is Sergio. Come and see me at Francesca's Cafe and Grill right here on the Post Road in Norwalk, 249 Westport Avenue. Your friend Sergio here does it all, from Italy to Norwalk to coffee and cannolis. Francesca is truly a piece of Italy right here in heart of Norwalk. Check out our great menu at francescasdeli.com.
We're back. You're listening to The City's Backyard.
This is so much fun today. We're in the backyard all the way out in the Midwest, out in Iowa, and Kevin Burt is our special guest today. He's a big fan of Bill Withers, in case you didn't catch that. And he's won many awards. He's played many festivals, both solo and with his band. And, there's so many awards here that I'll just let them go. You have a website, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's KevinBurtMusic.com. If you want to track me down on the socials, man, Instagram is Kevin Burt's Blues, B-U-R-T-S, Blues, and Facebook is just Kevin at Kevin Burt Music. So, yeah.
So you have a show coming up in Provincetown, and I always get confused if that's in Massachusetts or Rhode Island.
I believe that it is Rhode Island. I am... What is it? What is it? My wife calls me. I am directionally challenged. So, geography and all of that fun stuff is not on my forte, man.
Yeah.
I'm a nice man with a pretty voice.
It's definitely in Massachusetts.
There we go. If it's a direction and you ask me, just know what I'm saying is wrong.
I'm glad I could help you get to where you need to be coming up for this show. So you don't end up in the wrong state there, Kevin.
I rely on the nice lady in the box. The nice lady says, turn right here.
the GPS. Sometimes the GPS you can't trust. So
I trust it better than myself. That's the way I work with that.
Well, why don't we play just the two of us? I mean, that was a song. You know, I grew up in New York, right outside of New York City in the suburbs. And there were some great radio stations that would play... what would you call it? Rhythm and blues?
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. I mean, blues is a unique art form, man. It's a folk art that every time something evolves with it, that we give it a different name. And so, like, if you change the bass line a little bit, we call it from blues, we call it rhythm and blues. If we add an organ, we call it soul music. If we add horns, we call it funk, you know. So as we've done, it's that folk art has taken on different shapes and different. But you can change the instrumentation in a country song, and we just still call it a country song. We don't give it a different genre. We don't create this whole new different thing. And so it's amazing to me that we've pushed the root of that American seed, that blues seed. We've made it the least valued out of all of the things that are out there. But it's the most important seed that's there, because everything else has evolved from it.
Yes, so, for sure.
So I've just been kind of making, you know, I do the blues in the schools programs, blues education programs that I do, I push to the kids that there should be music that you like, music that you don't like. You know, but understand, you're just going to listen to this more. Eventually, you're going to come back to some of that stuff that you don't like, or you say you don't like, and you'll find out that it's got a little more appeal to you now than it did then. You know, just like food, your palate for the music that you like, it changes a little bit as you grow older, gets a little more, refined. And so you start to listen to things differently. And so... I'm just a fan of enjoying music.
Well, let's enjoy this song right now. Just the two of us. Kevin Burt and his own version of Bill Withers' great song here that I heard, you know, so much over the years. And it's just such a great tune from him. And let's hear how you do it right now. It's the City's Backyard Podcast.
Yeah. crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, honey, I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us, so we can make it if we try, just the two of us, just the two of us, just the two of us, building them castles in the sky, just the two of us, oh baby, you and I. Look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not to those who wait too late. Baby, we gotta go over all we know, yeah. Just the two of us, so we can make it if we try. Just the two of us, just the two of us, just the two of us, building them castles way on high. Just the two of us, baby, you and I. Raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes a morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I wanna be the one with you, baby. Just the two of us, that we can make it if we try. Just the two of us, just the two of us, just the two of us. Just the two of us, oh baby, you and I, yeah. Just the two of us, oh well, let's get it together, baby. Just the two of us, just the two of us, just the two of us, so we can make it if we try. Just the two of us, oh baby, you and I.
Again, another beautiful interpretation, we will say, of Bill Withers. It's Kevin Burt. He's in the backyard out in Iowa. He's coming to the East Coast here, to Massachusetts. We got that down straight. We know where he's going now. I'm glad I could help out. And so,
I appreciate that.
But, I also have a live show, a live streaming show, The City's Backyard, and it's on Live 365 and TuneIn on Factory Underground Radio. So we're going to have you back in the future to do a live show, and we could just play the songs. But it was great having you on the podcast as well. So you mentioned you have, the teaching thing, which, I love that you also are educating people about music. And, you have so much talent.
What other shows do you have lined up? I don't happen to have your tour schedule right in front of me, but any this spring on the East Coast other than Provincetown?
Absolutely, man. I actually have shows where I'll be up in Plattsburgh doing some things. I'm on a bill with Danielle Nicole and another group called Soulful Femme. We're going to be doing our thing in Plattsburgh, I want to say April 20th. And sometime around that same time, I'll be up in Canada, man. I'll be doing shows and bouncing around all over the East Coast. So just kind of keep an eye open and jump onto my website, KevinBurtMusic.com. KevinBurtMusic.net. We had to switch over from .com because of some wonderful hacker. So we're KevinBurtMusic.net.
Is Big Medicine going to be playing at these gigs with you, or are you just doing them solo?
Big Medicine will be with me.
Nice. So you'll have a whole band.
Yeah. So it should be a whole lot of fun. Again, if you're not familiar with Danielle Nicole, she's one of my absolute favorite voices in the blues, in the music world, period. She and her band just put on a hell of a show every time they hit the stage. So I'm just looking forward to it.
The show at the Provincetown Hall on April 13th, that's with James Montgomery, too?
Yeah, and that one's just me. That one I'll be coming out to do with Mr. Montgomery. I'll be playing solo. So,
oh, man, he's a blues legend.
Yeah, man. Oh, absolutely he is. I'm looking forward to taking notes, I like to say, man. I love watching somebody who's a showman put on that show.
He's a cool dude. He should have been an actor. I think I told him that. I said, you know, you're a good-looking dude. You probably did all right with the ladies. He's like, yeah, I did all right. Well, Kevin Burt, this was so much fun. Thanks for dropping by the City's Backyard today. Best of luck on the gigs and great music there. And so where can people find more of the album? On Spotify and Apple?
Absolutely. It's on all of the platforms. You can get it on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, all of those. Any place where you get music, you can get this. Again, thank you, Brother Bill, is the title. And I appreciate the support.
Well, you got it, man. Thanks for dropping by today.
Hey, thanks for the invite, and appreciate you letting me hang out in the backyard, man. Big love, everybody.
That puts a wrap on the City's Backyard. We'll be back next week with more interesting topics, great guests, and fun conversation about what's happening in and around your community. That's it for now. We'll see you soon.